delicious Rita. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Oh, friend, it's so easy to let the worry and the anxiety just kind of rush over and take over. But the Word of God says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Well, happy Thursday to you this July the 7th, 2016. It's Joey Kroll with you. Yeah, you know, having Monday off. It feels like this week is just flying on by, and I'm not complaining one bit, by the way. Oh, yes, I'll tell you what. It seems like we need to have every Monday off. Can I get an amen on that? All in favor, say aye. Motion carried. Oh, wow. We had, we finally got back from our trip from Santa Claus, Indiana, yesterday, and just had a dynamic time. I mean, we're exhausted. Sometimes you need a vacation from the vacation. I just got to throw that out there. You really do. But, it was such a marvelous time. This is our sixth year going, and, just had so much fun making memories with our family, you know, our kids. You know, told us, you know, when we grow up, we're going to take our families here, you know, and that just, it just tickles your heart, just blesses your soul. It really, really does. So, oh, love our family. I really, really do. God has really blessed us in so many different ways. So, and I pray the same is for you and your family. And I'll tell you what, lots of things coming up here in our own backyard. I'm not sure if you have had a chance to take a look at our event calendar page. At our website, I encourage you to do that. Lots of great stuff coming up. The Tribute Quartets will be in concert in Danville on Saturday, July 16th. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the 16th. Cornerstone Baptist Church in Savoy having their VBS next week. The Down East Boys will be in concert in Danville coming up this Sunday. So lots of great stuff coming up, lots of VBS events, concerts, tons of other stuff I haven't even mentioned today. Be sure to check out our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on event calendar right there at our website. Lots of great stuff. And by the way, if your church or ministry or organization has an upcoming event, we would love to promote that for you, either on the air, on our website, or, hey, maybe even both. Just send your information to us in writing at least 2 weeks in advance. Purpose of that is so that we can promote it as far out as possible. Our mailing address here is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Or you can send that through our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on Event Calendar, and there you'll have a form to fill out right there, again, at our website. Well, we're going to change things up a tad here for today's edition of Mark and Friends. We're going to be playing and celebrating Christmas in July. Yes, we're going to be playing some of your favorite Christ-centered Christmas music, but also have some Christmas devotions that are worth focusing on year-round. So let's get things started today as we celebrate Christmas in July on today's edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Where's the eggnog?
On the first day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing of the Savior that set us free. On the second day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing of joy and peace and the Savior that set us free. And on the third day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing of three wise men, joy and peace and the Savior that set us free. And on the fourth day of Christmas, oh, how I'm gonna sing all four. My friends will join and sing Gloria, all for my King with three. the sixth day of Christmas. Oh, how I want to sing that we've been forgiven, Gloria. And on the seventh day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing, but it's a day of rest. On the eighth day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing. On the ninth and the tenth day, I'm still gonna sing of Christ in the manger. On that holy night, with all of creation, take a day of rest, cause we've been forgiven, Gloria. All for my King, with three wise men of joy and peace, and the Savior that set us free. On the 11th day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing of the star that led to Christ in the manger. On that holy night, with all of creation, take a day of rest, cause we've been forgiven, Gloria. And on the 12th day of Christmas, how I'm gonna sing of the true meaning of Christmas. Yeah, I'm gonna sing of the birth of my Jesus.
To adjust your radio or double check your calendar, we're celebrating Christmas in July today. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Mark and Fred's Joey Kroll fellowshipping with you today. I hope you have your cup of coffee, because I certainly have mine. Hey, you know, this past Christmas, our neighbors across the street, they had this beautiful Christmas display, and it just said one word, decorated in lights and so forth. The word was hope. Oh, it was just a beautiful display, and just how fitting it was for that Christmas season to remind us that God humbled himself in the form of a baby to come to earth to give you and me hope. Now, most of us, I hope, all have our Christmas displays down by now, I hope. But I would say my neighbor's display could be left up all year round. Friend, because the hope that we have in Jesus Christ is not just only for Christmas season, it is for every day. So as we continue on this Thursday, be reminded of the hope that we have in Christ.
As little children, we would dream of Christmas morn. Of all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find, but we never realized a baby born one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of our lives. We were the
love.
know, we're changing things up a tad today. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends Celebrating Christmas in July. It's Joey Kroll with you. And, you know, I was just thinking just earlier today, why is Christmas time such a magical time of year? Think about that. And I'm thinking, you know, there's a lot of different reasons. Maybe because everyone is expecting a miracle at Christmas. I don't know. I mean, look at all the popular movies that come out. I mean, each one has a miracle as its central plot. Whether it's a boy hoping for his parents to get back together, a shop owner hoping to he can keep his business running, or a town who needs a new hero to help save Christmas, right? And maybe you are listening on this Thursday, wishing for your own miracle. It's probably much smaller than what makes a holiday movie, but it's no less important to you. Friend, 2,000 years ago, there was a couple who had hoped for their own miracle. But like many, they had long given up on the dream. Zacharias and Elizabeth prayed for a child, but year after year after year after year, that prayer went unfulfilled. So they gave up on the dream. But this couple did not give up on God. They stayed faithful. And an angel told Zacharias that he and his wife Elizabeth will have a son after all. And Zacharias had a hard time thinking God could really use silly old him. And after all, he was and his wife were past the childbearing age. But true to his word, God performed this miracle in the lives of Zacharias and Elizabeth. And you know the rest of the story. John the Baptist led revival in Israel and would later baptize Jesus, the very Son of God. It may be today, like Zacharias, you're letting God know that there is something too big for him, something even he can't fix. And the story of Zacharias tells us that there is nothing, friend, nothing, nothing, nothing too hard, and that God is still in the business of doing miracles, even in your own life.
Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the tinsel and lights and the presents are nice, but the real gift is you.
Celebrating Christmas in July on today's edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. Festive music right there. Michael W. Smith and Christmas Time. Oh, this was so much fun today. I just love it. Celebrating Christmas in July today on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. It's Joey Kroll with you. Yep, I had lights here in the studio all day today. Now, since the program is over, I got to take them all down. So, hey, I really appreciate our fellowship just here in the last 30 or so minutes. As we focused on just the Christmas story here in July, being reminded of the hope that we have in Christ, which isn't only for Christmas, it's for each and every person, each and every day. Amen. Hey, you can always catch up with me. I love hearing from you. My email address here is joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's joey@greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Well, Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. How about that? Praise the Lord. Friday, looking forward to the weekend. And until next time, though, just remember, as you go out and about, just remember that God has called you and me to be salt and light and to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Until next time, friend, have yourself a wonderful and blessed Thursday.